Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam has just put on display an interesting addition to its collection. It's in mint condition, probably unused. It's a 200-year-old condom. Maria Holtrop is curator of history there. Afternoon, Maria.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now, the condom itself, was it intended to be used or was it more a souvenir from visiting a brothel?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always, we always have to guess because there's not, we base ourselves on the examples that we know of, either or on literature that's available. And there's not a lot of literature available and there's not a lot of examples available. But we think that this one was probably used as a souvenir coming from a Parisian brothel.
And could you describe it for us? Because there is an illustration on it.
Yeah, so it's made from probably a sheep's intestine. And it's about 20 centimeters long. And it has a print on it, an etching, which is quite saucy, so to say. It's a nun and three clergymen. And they're both partially undressed. And they're both very much aroused. And the nun is pointing at one of the three and saying, voilà mon choix, or this is my choice. So it's sort of a play on the Parisian choice, the classical story where Paris chooses between the three goddesses who he thinks is the most beautiful woman of the world.
Okay, and does it mention the name of the brothel on the condom?
No, it doesn't. No, that's the only thing that's mentioned.
Right. Okay, so how do you know it came from a brothel?
Because we know that similar condoms came from Parisian brothels.
Ah, right. Okay. And this was almost like their slogan then.
Yeah, well, no. And I mean, the French saying underneath also points to a Parisian or a French connection. And of course, we're never sure, but it seems likely also because it's from 1830. So, yeah, it's that's most likely.
And in those days, was a condom an expensive item?
Yeah, it probably was. It was just not a very common item. They were used, they were known. But probably it was more of a conversation piece that someone brought home and said, hey, look what I got. Let me tell you.
Were they designed to be reused?
Yeah, they were. So you could wash them after and then reuse them again.
And presumably they were all made in one size, or could you get them sort of tailored?
You could get them tailored. So there's longer and shorter versions. But they have a ribbon at the end, so you can pull them tight so they don't fall off.
Okay. And this particular one, was there a way of testing whether it had actually been used at some point?
Yeah, we want to do more research on it, but we did some UV testing on it and it looks like it has not been used. But of course, it could also have been washed really well.
Okay. And is it the only condom you have on display in the Rijksmuseum?
Yeah, it's the only condom we have in the collection, yes.
Yeah, so I assume, you know, in auctions, that these kind of items don't come up very often. Pardon the pun.
No, not at all. Not at all. So we know about, I think we know about 5 examples in the world. But since we've been gone, the media has published all these items about our condom, we've had many people coming to us with similar items or similar stories. So who knows what comes from it?
Yeah. And when you first saw the item, was it clear to you it was a condom?
Yeah. No, it's unmistakably a condom. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just, you know, because it's not something I assume you see every day when you're kind of attending auctions selling artifacts.
No. But it was also put on auction mentioning it was a condom. And it's, yeah, if you look at it, it's very clear what it was used for, what the intention of it was.
Yeah. And what way do you have it displayed in the museum?
So we have it in a glass case, and around it we have prints and drawings and photographs that explain a little bit about brothels, prostitution, sex in the 19th century. Because this condom, if it would have been used, it was used against the danger of syphilis. Syphilis was a big problem in the 19th century. There was an epidemic, and men were very scared to get it. And also governments were very scared that men would get it. And therefore, they were trying to regulate prostitution. So that's part of what the presentation is about, sort of sexual health.
Maria Haltrop is the Rijksmuseum Curator of History. Maria, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.